Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Welcome to another edition of Cover Your Assets KC. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, President and Wealth Advisor at KC Financial Advisors. And we've got a great podcast on the way today because I don't really know anything about the topic. David proposed today's topic to me, and I said, well, that's not one that I've got this big bank of questions already in my head floating around or a bunch of knowledge. I'm actually kind of intrigued by this one, David. We're talking about the gift tax and understanding the gift tax. And boy, I'm just interested to hear what you have to say about the gift tax on today's show. I'm going to guess this is just something that probably a lot of people who are closer to retirement or who have been retired are going to be exposed to, and less so maybe my generation. We just haven't gotten into this realm or into this purview yet.
Yeah, so hopefully, Walter, you'll be the beneficiary of some gifting from some wealthy relatives, and you might want to know the tax implications to you on those gifts.
You never know. Absolutely. Sure.
You never know.
That uncle I never knew is floating around out there, right?
I actually did have a retired client who inherited some money from an uncle he didn't know he had.
Really? So that's a real story. That's not just always made up, you know?
You thought you were creating fiction.
That's right. Well, very cool. All right, so yeah, so the gift tax, and so that's what you're getting at essentially here, is somebody gives you a gift, creates a big taxable event in your life, and thus kind of creates some problems?
Exactly. So what I want to do is debunk that.
Okay.
So I think the way to start that off is the 2018 tax law. For you to have an estate tax problem means that between you and your spouse, you're going to have an estate worth more than $22.4 million. And above that, you have to pay estate tax. But everything below that, there is no estate tax. If you're single, then it's $11.2 million. So that's all pretty cool that the estate tax rate is 40%, so you really don't want to pay estate taxes if you don't have to. And those numbers revert back to basically $5.5 million in January of 2026. That's a little sidebar. I may circle back to that a little bit later in the podcast. But most regular people in America don't have $22 million stored up to let their heirs inherit. So they're really not going to have an estate tax problem. But what a question I get from a lot of clients, the grandparents who, you know, they want to help their grandkids out, or they want to gift some money to their kids, their adult children who maybe are having difficulty with this or that or the other. And they say, okay, so I want to make sure that I don't pay any gift tax. And then they want to know, what's the exclusion this year? So I want to talk through that real quickly, and I think debunk a real big misconception. You can give $15,000 this year. The amount is indexed to inflation, but you can give $15,000 to anybody. Doesn't have to be a relative. You can give $15,000 to as many individuals as you want, and you don't report that to anybody. IRS doesn't know about it. Your CPA might know about it. Your spouse probably knows about it. But you don't have to report that to the government. 15 grand a year to any individual and as many individuals as you want.
Okay.
And that doesn't count against your 11.2 million estate, above which is taxable at 40%. Okay? So 15,000 a year, you can just give away and nobody has to know about it. You don't report it to anybody. Example, you've got two kids, adults, you got four grandkids. You've got more money than you're going to need. And you're saying, why don't I give it to them now when they can use it instead of them waiting for 15 years until I die? So the two kids might get their 15,000, that's 30 grand. And the four grandkids, lucky grandkids, they're going to get 15 grand each. That's another 60 grand. You're giving away $90,000 this year, and there's no tax and there's no paperwork. That's called the annual gift tax exclusion.
And again, annually, you can do that every single year.
Every year.
Okay.
And next year, it's probably going to be a little bit higher.
And if it was, let's say we gave $20,000, that's creating a taxable event for whom? The gift giver or the gift receiver?
That's exactly what I want to debunk. So that's a perfect question, Walter, because somebody listening to this podcast had the exact same question. So if you give $20,000 to each of your two kids, and only $15,000 each to the four grandkids. Now, all of a sudden, you've given to each of your two kids $5,000 more than the exemption, what happens? Well, you have to file a Form 709 with the IRS, but you don't owe any taxes on that extra $5,000 you gave to each kid. You don't owe any taxes on that. There is no gift tax on that money. But what you're doing is putting on file with the IRS that you gave an extra in 2019, for instance, 10 grand away over and above the 15,000 exclusion per person. If that got complicated, let me just say it one more time. You gave an extra 5,000 to two of your kids, totaling $10,000. All that does is you put it on Form 709, and the IRS now knows that instead of 11.2 million when you die, it's 11.19 million that you can have in your estate tax-free. It counts against what the size of your estate when you die. There is no gift tax now. I get that question all the time where people say, all right, well, I'm going to give more than 50. I want to give more than 15,000, but I don't want to pay any taxes. Well, you're not going to pay any taxes. You're going to file a Form 709. And if your estate happens to be more than 11 million when you die, somebody's going to pay a little bit of tax on it.
Interesting. But it kind of at least kicks the tax can down the road a little bit.
Exactly. And since the vast majority of Americans do not have, if you're married filing jointly, you do not have a $22 million estate, then nobody ever pays any tax on those gifts over $15,000. So the long and the short of it is, if you give less than $15,000 per individual to as many people as you want, you don't report that to anybody. For every dollar above $15,000, you report the dollar amount above, and it goes against your lifetime exclusion. But you don't pay any taxes on it now. Nobody does. The recipient doesn't, and the giver doesn't. Nobody pays tax on that.
Very interesting. And then you're even saying that that can getting kicked down the road doesn't even take effect until you have that $22 million saved up, or 11 if you're single. So if you have $5 million and you're giving away over and above, you're still not creating anything taxable. It's just you're creating some record keeping, essentially.
Exactly.
Okay.
So for super wealthy, I'll call $22 million super wealthy. It's pretty darn wealthy.
That passes my bar. Yeah, I'd say so.
I mentioned earlier on in this podcast that in 2026, without some kind of congressional action, that $22 million goes back to about $11 million. So if between now and the end of 2025, you give away $22 million and it reverts eventually to $10 million or $11 million, that gift that you made is grandfathered, and nobody's going to pay tax on that. You just happen to take advantage of tax laws as they were today. If you're not going to have a $22 million estate, forget what I just said. All you need to know is $15,000 a year to anybody, as many people as you want to give, and there's no gift tax.
It sounds like it should be, I guess, is how it all works out. It's your money. You should be able to give to whoever you want to without
exactly.
Like, incurring
and whether
some
or not
taxes.
The government has a claim on it
right.
Depends on how much money you have.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting, the nuances there. It'd probably be fascinating for those of us who like such things to learn a lot more about, you know, how that got into place and how it's been negotiated and whittled down to its current details. As to why this became a thing to begin with, and you know how it all works.
I'm sure a lot of lobbyist money has changed hands on that topic over the last 50 years.
I would imagine you're right. One thing that's rattling around in my head is, my freshman year of college, my grandparents helped out with a little bit of some funds for my freshman year, which was really awesome. Very helpful that first year of school. Luckily, they didn't have to, pitch in or contribute anymore because scholarships kind of ended up covering the rest of it and worked my way through college. But that first year was a great leg up to help with some of the increased costs. I know my parents were appreciative of it. And that's probably a major goal of a lot of retirees is to gift to their grandkids, as you mentioned earlier in the show, and try to help out with those education expenses. So does this have any sort of nuance when it comes to 529 plans or gifting for educational purposes? Is there anything that changes when we start incorporating that realm?
Yeah, it actually does. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's say that you have grandchildren. You're trying to help the parents by funding those kids' 529 plans. You can do the $15,000 a year into the 529 plan, and that's perfectly fine. No reporting, no nothing. But one special carve-out they have for 529s is you're allowed to bundle 5 years' worth of $15,000 contributions and do it all in 1 year. So $75,000 in 1 year, and there isn't any special reporting, no taxes, no nothing, if it's going into a 529 plan. So again, the only carve out there is you're allowed to bundle up to 5 years per kid, per 529 plan. And it's a really nice way for grandparents to supercharge somebody's 529 plan when that maybe that time is getting short and the parents maybe plan to fund that out of cash flow and cash flow wasn't working out.
So that'll pay for a year of college to put that much in there these days, right?
Yeah. Oh, my.
We went on a college tour not too long ago at for my cousins, my younger cousins. They're going to be kind of in that college age range here just a couple of years. So they're starting to tour campuses and that kind of thing. And they went toured Duke University. And it was $80,000 a year. Just made my jaw hit the floor to see that kind of amount of money for education. And I'm just glad it wasn't that expensive 10 years ago when I was in college.
Yeah.
It's increased a lot in that short period of time. Any other loose ends or nuances we should know about when it comes to the gift tax that really kind of sounds like a misnomer at this point, David? Because the good news, it sounds like there's actually not a lot of tax here.
Yeah. So I can think of two other things. One of them you made me think of when you talked about your grandparents paying some tuition. Let's just say, so there are ways to totally avoid the gift tax, the reporting that you would do on that form 709. Here are two examples. If you pay tuition bills for a student, you don't have to be related to the student, but if you pay tuition bills directly to the college, then you don't report that to anybody, and it doesn't go against your $15,000 a year annual or your $11.2 million, or for a couple, $22.4 million, estate tax exemption. It just disappears from the rolls of your estate.
Hmm.
So, for instance, you might know of a guy named Ken Langone. He was one of the founders of Home Depot. And he's famous for, you might have seen a YouTube on it, for paying the tuition for all medical students at New York University Med School. He was a commencement speaker. He showed up and he said, right at the end of his speech, he said, "And by the way, I'm covering all of your tuition for all of you," which was pretty cool.
I got to go find the video of that.
It's $100 million. And that comes right off of his estate with no estate tax. So very cool for Ken, but it was also a way to reduce his estate by gifting money to some really cool purpose that he felt. He was on the board of the medical school, and he just felt so, anyway, it was super cool, and he got an exemption from any tax on that.
I'll go find that video, and we'll link to it in the description of today's show, in the show notes. So if you want to go see that video, we'll put that in the link of the show notes. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so the other exemption is if you pay medical bills for any person, you don't have to be related to them. And you pay those medical bills directly to the hospital or to the service provider, not through the person, but directly to the service provider, then that is a gift that never shows up anywhere, not in a 709, not in your final estate. It just, again, disappears from your estate and goes to do that good that you are doing by paying somebody's medical bills. So those are two ways to avoid gift tax. There's no annual limit for either of those. You can do as much of that as you want and eliminate gift tax on that money.
David, we've broken some barriers on today's show. I feel like almost every topic we discuss, we start out saying, okay, topic X is supposed to work this way. And then as we go through all the nuances, you just start scratching your head going, oh, why does that have to be the case? Oh, why does it then turn into that? And it's kind of always this negative unpeeling of misunderstandings and, well, why isn't it the way it should be? Well, today's episode was the opposite. We started with this thing that sounds bad, like the gift tax. We're going to tax you for giving money away. And then we ended with it just kept getting better. The news got better and better. Sure, you can even pay more without being taxed if you want to help someone's education, and completely eliminate it if you want to pay medical bills. And so that this was a good news show, not the other way around.
I agree. And I get a big smile on the face, whoever I'm talking to, when they say, you know, they want to give away money, but they don't want the tax. Some of them think that the recipient is going to be taxed. And boy, when you're able to tell them, nope, you can just give that money away with reckless abandon. Don't worry about it. That is super happy news for those people. And it's cool. You know, I mean, giving money away, that's, how good is that?
Yeah.
So it is a good news story, and it's a very misunderstood story. So hopefully this podcast cleared it up for a lot of people.
I definitely was in the ballpark of thinking you'd be creating a tax problem for the person getting the funds. And so it's neat to kind of, undo that notion. I think that'd be really helpful to a lot of people to understand that. So,
yep, agreed.
If you know somebody who's ever wanted to give away money and they've griped about the gift tax, share this episode with them so that they can get some good education and dispel some of those myths about gift taxing that we uncovered today. David, very helpful. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Good. I had a good time explaining it, and hopefully it was helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah, this was a good episode. If you have any questions for David at all about anything you hear on today's episode or any other editions of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast, you can always give David a call at 913-317-1414. That's 913-317-1414. Or you can go online to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. Or just check the description of today's show for helpful links and more information. All right, we'll talk to you on the next edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. For David Dickens, I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you soon. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.